This is the Roots of Rock monthly jam session. Here's your host, Sean Tompkins.
Hey, I'm Sean Tompkins. Welcome to the February 2018 Roots of Rock monthly jam session. On today's show, our friend Poncho Parker is going to stop by and tell us exactly what is going on in the world of rock and roll today. Then, we're going to play a contest that I hosted with my friends Ian Sherrick and Mary McGahey. Also, Ian happens to host the afternoon show at the radio station where I work, and he had the band Hailstorm come in and chat with him about a week and a half ago. It was really cool and fits right in with the February edition of the full featured version of Roots of Rock, where we trace the influences of Joan Jett. Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm is one of those artists that's really picked up on the path where someone like Joan Jett trailblazed, so it's really cool to hear her speak with Ian. First of all, though, let's go to Poncho. Poncho, take it away.
Chris Cornell's widow, Vicky, has revealed that her husband fell back into addiction for the first time since 2003, the year before his death. She said a year before he died, he was prescribed medication to help him sleep, and that caused a change in her husband, saying the brain of someone who has a substance use disorder is different than that of someone who doesn't. He relapsed. He had really delayed speech. He was forgetful. 2 months later, the vocalist hanged himself in a Detroit hotel room after a concert with Soundgarden. Vicky, meanwhile, has joined the advisory board at the Addiction Policy Forum. It's a nonprofit organization focused on improving policies related to substance abuse disorders. Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich was asked to describe his unique way of playing drums, and he said, "It's about the band and the song that comes first." So whether it's the drums, the guitars, or whatever else is going on, it's a part of the big picture. So you have to check your ego at the door and do what's best for the song. He continued, "I've never really been interested in ability," and admitted he's not a particularly accomplished drummer, a notion that many fans have criticized him for over the years. I'm Poncho, that's your Rock Flash.
Thank you, Poncho. Now, let's take it back to earlier in the week when I grabbed my friends Ian Sherrick and Mary McGahey. We played a little game with some rock and roll music where they had to guess the song that was inspired or ripped off or covered from the clip that I played. Have fun and play along as we go and see how well you do. Check it out. Hey, I'm Sean Tompkins. Welcome to Roots of Rock. Today, we're going to have some fun. I don't know what to call this thing yet, but I've got some guests with me today. Ian Sherrick.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Mary McGahey.
Hi.
So who are you guys? Tell us all a little bit about who you are.
Music director and drive announcer on 106.7 Rock.
Oh, I'm exactly the same, but on Kiss 107.7.
So today, we're going to do a little face-off. You guys are going to compete against each other to see who can guess the song that ripped off the clip that I'm going to play. So in other words, I'm going to play a clip or a song or a guitar riff, and it is going to correlate to another song that we all know, and you guys, it's your job to guess. You got your piece of paper I gave you?
Yep.
I got the score sheet in front of me. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want that money, that $10,000 that we're promised.
Grand, right?
my words weren't specifically money, but it was a prize to be determined by the budget, determined by Roots of Rock. So keep that in mind, all right? Okay, ready? Here we go. Clip number one. I'm going to play it 20, 30 seconds. You guys guess, but only write it down.
Okay.
And then we'll go through. We got five. I'll do all five. If both of you, like if you both say, "I have no clue," I'll give you hints.
Okay.
All right. This is the original. This was either became a cover or inspired another song that sounds very similar. Do you need more?
I'm a little bit nervous. All I see is Mary writing stuff down, and I'm at a loss. I am not. Can you just play just a little bit of it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. And I'll shut up this time.
Okay, all right.
I gave you a little more of a hint that time. Yes. I let it play a little further.
Okay, yeah, I feel like I'm out now. I thought I had it, but...
After you started singing, you're second-guessing?
I'm second-guessing myself for sure. I also don't know the name of the song or the artist, but I can sing it in my head.
Well, if you can sing it, that's got to count for something. Well, we'll come back at the end, so take a guess. And then, Ian, you got something?
I do.
Okay, we're gonna come back at the end, and I'm gonna play the actual. We'll do the reveal at the end. So, you ready for clip number two?
Yep.
Okay. I think I might have it.
I have no idea. Did you give me a clue at the end with the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a guess.
Okay. That's the original. Writing down furiously. You guys confident in that one?
Not really.
Not really.
A little bit.
None of them, Matt. Like, it's tough.
I was surprised when I heard that one. I did not know it was a cover. There's another little hint for you. I don't know that helps much.
That doesn't help.
I didn't know a few of these were covers, though. So that one is a cover. That is a hint. It's not a ripoff. It's a straight-up cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready for the next one?
Yep.
Song did this inspire? You guys were quick on that one. Both got something?
Yep. I think. Does Ian? I feel like he does.
Okay, all right. I don't think it's right, but...
I don't think so. I don't think any of my answers are right.
Do you want it again?
See, the thing with this song is at the start, like just the first 5 seconds, I kind of was thinking about one band, and I think Mary might have been thinking about the same band, yep. and then the more I listened to it, and the more I played, I was like, oh, okay, that's
when
not right.
When the lyrics came in, I started thinking of a different song.
Yes.
So it could be. Let me give you a hint on this one. This one's not a cover. It's an inspiration for a song that sounds much like it.
Okay, then I'm gonna stick with my guess. I still think it's wrong, but I will hold.
Okay, you ready for the next one? Or do you want me to play that one again? You guys are good on that
one? Yeah.
Okay. This is an inspiration, not a cover. Or some people call it a ripoff, but this inspired another guitar riff. Probably recognize the singing. You know who this band is. The question is, which song did the guitar riff from that one inspire another band to write?
Can you just play? Yeah, mm-hmm. Please. Mm-hmm.
And this one, I'm thinking specifically guitar riff.
I don't have a guess for that one. I feel like once I hear the song...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm just going to be like...
Do you want a hint? Do you guys want a hint?
Yes.
That, the song that was inspired by that one was done by what would be known as a hair metal band, and that's probably their best known song.
Yeah, see, no, I got it wrong.
This is hard.
It's so easy when you have the answers like I do.
It is.
I know it would be. I was telling you guys earlier, like it's hard to separate in my brain how hard it actually is. Because once you hear it, you can't unhear it. But not knowing it, it's probably really hard.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Next. Last one. No more torture after this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Old school.
They're really rocking in Boston. And Pittsburgh, PA. deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16.
Sweet little 16. See, that one's the easiest.
No?
I don't know. That one's not the easiest for me. I have no idea.
Really? I could be completely wrong with that, but I know. But again, we'll just have to wait.
Do you want it again?
Yes.
I'll give you a hint. Just think of the, close your eyes and think of the melody and try to separate the words. It's the melody that you will, when you hear the melody and you, if the melody is what it is, change the lyrics, you'll get it.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance.
No.
Sweet little 16.
I am 100% sure that is the only one I got. That is the only one I got. And I think it's because I'm way too old.
Right.
And yeah.
I have no clue.
Should we give her another hint?
Sure.
Oh, Ian, did you want to
give I'll sell you my answer if you want.
The ripoff song has brothers in the band. Famous brothers. Old famous brothers.
Old famous brothers.
I don't know how else to describe them.
Like a lot of fans. Yeah, I'm just going to put a question mark for that one.
Okay.
And cry myself to sleep tonight.
Okay, let's go back to the reveal. So song number one, let's remind everybody listening, this is what it sounded like.
I had Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It.
Mary?
I did not have that. What did I... I don't know the name. I'm have to Google it right now.
That's why you're on your phone. I thought you were texting with someone, but you're actually Googling it.
Innocence. You know that song?
No.
Harlequin.
Oh, right. Okay, I know the song you're talking about.
But it's not that.
It is not that.
Wrong.
Come on, feel the noise.
Oh. Yeah. Girls, rock right? Voice.
Yeah.
That's by Slade, who's the original artist.
Wild. Yeah. Wild. Wrong.
So too wrong. Here's the original. I had to cut out the chorus of the original because if you heard that, this is
yeah, see that
one, right?
Yeah.
It's funny when it gets to the chorus because it sounds a little bit different. Apparently, when Quiet Riot did that, they had no desire to do it. It was the producer who made them do it, and they didn't want to, so they tried to do a bad job of it, but they couldn't bring themselves to perform badly and ended up nailing it, and that was their biggest hit. Song number two?
Yeah.
This one, I had no clue this was a cover. Ian, you go first this time. What did you guess?
Oh, I went first last time, but I'll butcher it again. I had the Beach Boys. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which I'm probably way
off. I had the same. I had Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, so.
It is Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but the original artist is a guy named Robert Hazard. And he only recorded this as a demo. He never really released it. Cyndi Lauper went back, and it was obviously her biggest hit.
That's right, yeah.
I tried to fade it out before he got to the chorus, but that was really pissed.
I thought it was a killer song.
Yeah. It's crazy how different of a song it becomes
when
she does it.
Deep, we're not the fortunate ones.
Okay, song number three. Mary, you go first. You want the clip again?
Yes, let's hear it again. Now that I hear it again, I feel like I'm wrong. I guess Come As You Are.
Yeah. Ian?
Yeah, Come As You Are.
Just slow down, less distorted.
Yeah.
And the song itself, like once you get past the guitar riff. So apparently, Killing Joke, the band is called Killing Joke, the song is called 80s. And they started a copyright infringement suit against Nirvana for that song. But when Kurt Cobain died, they dropped it. And Dave Grohl went back and played on their album in 2008 just to kind of, and he wouldn't accept payment. So it's kind of cool. Here's Come As You Are sped up. So if you sped up Come As You Are, there's that. And then the Killing Joke version. It's the same. All right. Song number four, Ian.
Wrong again, I'm sure, but here's the thing. At first, I was thinking AC/DC, and I don't know, I just had Highway to Hell, but then when you gave the hint of it was a hair metal band, that was like, obviously, then that threw out AC/DC, so.
Right.
I had a question mark and a sad face, because I had absolutely no idea.
So, here's the... That original band? That's AC/DC. They did the original.
Yeah.
The ripoff or inspiration?
Ah, Dr. Feelgood.
So listen to that. And then... Totally, right? I don't know that I would have gotten that one. Song number five.
And this one I am 100% sure, but again, I could be wrong.
I'm 100% sure I did not get it.
So did you use the question mark and smiley face for this one?
I just put a question mark. No sad face this time.
Okay. All right. Beach Boys, Surfin' USA.
Yes.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas. If everybody had a note across the USA, then everybody would be
sure. Ian, I think you won this one.
I will leave you my direct deposit for that $10,000, Sean.
Well, the promise was what would be determined by the Roots of Rock budget. So, you win.
Nothing! Absolutely nothing!
All right, that was fun. That was fun. You know what? The thing about that is you really think you know music, and then when you sit and you listen, and it's like, yeah, I have no clue.
Yep.
Well, I think it's hearing them back to back, too. Like, I wouldn't have picked any of those out. And just through a couple of years of doing Roots of Rock, I've picked up on these different things. Other people have heard them, and I think you only hear it when you hear them back to back. Otherwise, it's pretty hard to pick out. But like I say, I probably wouldn't have gotten any.
I got two.
Did you get three,
so
I got
whatever.
Three, yeah.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Kind of cool, right? Did you play along? How many did you get? Shoot me an email at rootsofrock@rci.rogers.com and let me know. Or if you have any riffs or songs that you think might be direct ripoffs, covers, or inspirations that you think I could use for next time, let me know. And now a message from someone who's not our sponsor. It seems like I'm never able to get my share of what should rightfully be mine.
Are you tired of your workplace staff committee not performing their volunteer positions to a fair and equitable standard? Does it seem like you never get what should rightfully be yours?
Just last week, our workplace staff committee orders pizza for everyone. Oh, that's so nice. I get two slices. Robin, she gets three. Jerry, he takes two when everyone's looking, sits down, gobbles them up, sneaks back in line, grabs another two when no one's looking, and no one from the staff committee even knows what's going on. They're not paying attention. No one notices.
And don't even get me started on the cake breaks! You do not want to know what happens during those! You do not want to know what happens during the cake breaks, man!
Do the right thing. Take the first step to ensuring that you and your coworkers get the pizza and the cake that you deserve. Call Shinnard & Associates. We specialize in class action lawsuits against workplace staff committees. If you've been wronged at a company potluck, please call us. No one should ever have to suffer through the pain of bringing the most expensive dish to a potluck and not being compensated appropriately for it. We're on your side. Your workplace staff committee probably isn't. So call us now. Call 1-800-GET-PAID.
As I mentioned, a few days ago, Hailstorm was passing through town, and my friend Ian Sherrick, who you just heard on that contest, had them in studio for an interview. Here it is.
So we have Lizzie and Joe.
Yes.
First of all, I just want to welcome you guys to Lethbridge.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
And this is your guys' first time playing in Lethbridge.
Yeah, we've never been here before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was trying to think of that this morning. I'm just like, have I been here? Nothing looks familiar.
Are we in the deep south of Canada?
Deep south.
And I apologize for the weather. Like I was telling you guys, when we get Chinooks rolling in, it's like 16, 20 degrees in January, and that's wind, but, you know. Yeah.
We got big coats. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. If you're complaining about the weather, you don't have proper attire, I feel like.
So it's been 21 years as a band? Is that a correct number?
No, 20.
20
going
to 20.
On 21.
Coming up, yeah, coming up. Yeah, crazy.
Really, you're just going by. Isn't it? Damn.
So if you two could kind of go back to when you guys first started, what advice would you give your younger selves, knowing what you know right now?
You know, it's funny. I've been asked that a couple times before, and it's almost like, I don't know, looking back, there are so many things that I was so devastated over, like, you know, because you go through all these ups and downs as a band, and, you know, right before, you know, I met Joe and Josh, I had lost half my band, and I was like, oh, we're never going to find anybody else, and this is crazy, and then because those guys left, you know, and again, this is like no huge diss to them, but because they left, we were able to find these amazing people that we really connect with, that we still love, and you know, because we've been a four-piece for over 15 years now and haven't killed each other yet, which is awesome. So I don't know about like advice, like anything I would do differently. I think it would be more encouragement that you're not crazy and keep going, and you know, don't be so sad when change happens. So
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd say anything. Just be like, let it go.
Yeah,
it'll
go.
Work out.
It's going to be fine.
Make your mistakes.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are working on a new album, which should be out this year. What I've read from the interview, you guys just need to lay out some vocal tracks. But you said, Lizzie, that it's going to be the heaviest material.
You know, and you know what's funny? I didn't, because we've been experimenting a little on this tour with some new tunes, and it's interesting hearing the song against the set that we have and against some of the, you know, older songs that we have, because I don't think we realized until, you know, we started this tour, or I don't think I realized that just how heavy it kind of is, you know what I mean?
And there's some rippers in there.
Yeah, because you evolve, like, you know, you go through these album cycles, and it's like a 3-year album cycle, and you're a completely different person on the other end of it. And so all we're doing is just like naturally just kind of taking the next step forward, just because we don't want to, you know, we get bored. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward. So, yeah, we don't really notice the change unless we really like look at it as a whole.
Yeah, no, it's, we've just been writing good rock music, and we have a great producer, Nick Greskulinix, who he's been our captain. He'll be the fifth guy in the room just bouncing in and out. That was cool. Or, you know, make that part heavier.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What made you guys pick Nick? Because in that same interview, you said that he was like the drummer whisperer.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, that was a big thing, you know, because RJ is such a huge part of our sound, and you know, to no fault of anybody's, it's like my brother's a little nuts, and he's not here to defend himself, so I can say that on the air. He's probably not even listening. He's probably still sleeping. But yeah, he's a crazy man. He's literally, you know, reincarnated of Keith Moon, and there's some, you know, animal from the Muppets thrown in somewhere. So it takes an amazing producer with a lot of patience and someone that's able to see him the way that we all see him, you know, to bring that out from him, out of him. Something that Nick told us was that he wears, which we kind of knew, but no producer has ever really brought it to anybody's attention except for Nick, was that he plays with his heart on his sleeve. He plays with his emotions. If he's having a bad day, you can hear it through the music. If he's having a great day, if he's excited, it just happens. And so Nick has really been able to capture that element with RJ. And so, yeah, you've never heard him recorded like this. So I'm proud.
And we met Nick. He lives in Nashville, and so do we. And we kind of had met him around with the Rock family in that town, bouncing around, and started hanging out with him, and he did our last cover EP as kind of like a, you know, we were dating. and we just had a blast. He's so much fun and so mellow. I can see why, you know, all these bands make multiple records with him, Foo Fighters and
Alice
Rush.
Alice in Chains, Deftones, Rush.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on.
Just because he's awesome.
And then that's one less thing that we got to talk about with a producer, you know, is, hey, we're a rock band, you know, let's make it a rock album. And there's never been a question with Nick, because he is, and in fact, one of the best rock producers out there.
And
so,
just a big rock fan, so he's a fan of our band, so he's like, no, this is what I want to hear you guys do that I haven't heard yet. I'm like, cool,
awesome. My name is Ian. I'm chatting with Lizzie and Joe from Hailstorm, playing tonight at the NMAX Center with Stone Sour and the Dead Deads. The Grammys were on Sunday, obviously 2013, a big year. You guys hauled away your first Grammy. Do you guys think rock maybe gets slighted a bit with the Grammys? I know Avenged Sevenfold didn't show up, Metallica with their mic problems. A while back, you had Nine Inch Nails. They got cut off.
Had a rough go.
There's a little bit of, you know, every time there's a rock performance, something happens. So do you think there's just rock maybe gets slighted a bit?
I don't know if they did it. Well, maybe this year, but I don't know if those performance issues were on purpose. I doubt they were. That just happens, you know. But I don't know, man. I feel like it's a bummer they're not kind of embracing the genre. And yeah, it's maybe not the most, you know, hip hop is kind of ruling the day right now on the charts and everything. But it'd be cool if there was a little more respect shown. But I don't know. What do you think, Lizzie?
I agree. You know, I love watching the pre-tell, because, you know, they're you know, all my friends and my peers that, you know, and I love cheering everybody on. And there's also so many amazing, you know, there's the classical musicians, the Latin, you know, area. It's like, there's just so many amazing people that just get up there and they're like crying because they never thought it was going to happen. And it's all on the pre-tell where streaming, you know, like, oh, this is amazing.
Great, you know, award show moments happen then.
And we get it, you know, television is about, you know, it's about ratings and it's about, you know, what's Lady Gaga wearing and all of that stuff. It's not necessarily even really about, you know, the music. It's more about entertainment. And, you know, I feel like there is a rumbling and people are kind of hungry for more of a, more of the meat and potatoes, you know, than necessarily the quick fix of the sugar high that's happening right now. So I don't know. I just think I think something's going to turn here at some point.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, we're just going to continue to represent the rock genre.
You do what you can. We're not going anywhere. We're not changing. So
yeah,
whatever.
Is there one song, and I like asking this to artists and musicians, is there one favorite song of yours, or do you treat every song like a kid, and it's hard to just pick one favorite kid? Or
yeah, more like that, more like a kid, you know. There's moments I really like in songs, but you can't put all the moments into one song, so you use them for different things, you know, especially like live, you know. You can suck a crowd in and then explode with this, you know, ending, and then bring it down into a ballad, then bring it up again, and you can kind of control with the moments. And
And there's a completely different thing. Yeah, it's like, well, and some days one of the kids is being a pain, and you just don't, you know, you don't want to deal with that kid.
And you kick it.
No, but there's such a difference too between like live, you know, I hate rehearsals because I have to play I Get Off Again. Really, do we even have to go over this song? We played it for years. But then you get out and you play it live and it's a completely different animal because it's all these people, some of them are seeing it for the first time. So you kind of, you just approach the song differently than you would just like, I'm not going to like sit on my, you know, in my bedroom on my, you know, on my bed and play I Get Off On You. I'm just not going to do that at home, but live I'll do it. You know, I'm going to do it for the rest of our career. So, yeah.
Is there, where's the weirdest place that you've ever written a song?
Ooh, written a song. I guess, I don't know. We wrote a song fishing the one day, and that was the fun. Most un-rock and roll situation, but it was awesome.
It was great. I love fishing.
We were fishing and catching fish, just trying to get some bites, and I don't know. We started mapping it out. I forget which one that was, but that was interesting. So you'd have to kind of crudely, okay, record it on the phone, but we still want to kind of stay out fishing. So you kind of end up writing the song. Same thing with On the Beach the one day.
Yeah, after an Australian tour, we took a vacation down there at the beach, and we didn't have any instruments for like a week. But we wrote more music,
it was weird.
Just hashing it out on the phone notes.
Dude, people probably thought we were weird. We're like beatboxing into our phones.
No, a lot of it is showing up on the new record, so it worked.
Yeah, it works, I guess.
So, and not to... But maybe just throw a little tease out about tonight. Will we be hearing some new music? Or
oh yeah,
oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, did you just go into... oh yeah, don't you know? Uh-huh.
No, we've been anxious to play something new, and we just couldn't hold back any longer. There. Yeah.
Awesome. And one last question, and again, I appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. If there's one song that you guys wish you would have written, and any song that you wish you would have written that song.
I mean, any Tom Petty song would have been great.
Yeah. I wouldn't have mind having Grace by Jeff Buckley under my belt.
Jeff Buckley. Better Man by Pearl Jam. Yeah, that's a great song.
Every time it comes out,
some of those songs, you're like, why have I never thought about that? And it's like, it just, people are thinking on a totally different wavelength and just like, man, that's so cool. So, yeah, we think about that stuff actually all the time.
Back in Black, any of that big power rock.
We said that yesterday because, so we were trying to analyze Hell's Bells, right? And because it was playing kind of right before we went on last night, just in the house music, and just like, yeah, I can just see, just like they just wanted an intro, man, and just like, Don, what about bells?
Yeah, as soon as the bells hit, the whole crowd went nuts. Like,
what are bells? Well, maybe they're the bells from hell. Ooh, Hell's Bells! Like, that's so awesome. Yeah, and it was like, I can see how that would have been very exciting to create.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for the chat, Lizzie, Joe.
Oh, no problem. Oh,
thanks for having us.
Hey, this has been the Roots of Rock monthly jam session for February 2018. Be sure to subscribe and give us a rating on whatever podcast player you may have found us on. Check us out on Twitter, at Roots of Rock ST is our handle, or go old school and shoot me an email, rootsofrock@rci.rogers.com. Maybe you've got some cool bit of trivia or a great concert story you want to share about a band that we've talked about on Roots of Rock. If so, let me know, and we want to get you on the show and hear your story. Stay tuned for the beginning of March when we will have a brand new Roots of Rock full feature podcast and tons of stuff coming up. Next month's episode, we're going to feature the band Rush. It's going to be awesome. Special thanks to everybody that helps out with Roots of Rock and to everyone who came on the show today, Poncho, Ian, and Mary. And an extra special thanks to Alex Zaretsky for technical production on the Roots of Rock monthly jam sessions. Alex also types out some of the scripts that I read from, and actually he's doing it right now, and he's making a quick adjustment on the fly. Let me reread that. An extra special thanks to the amazing god of production, Alex Zaretsky, for technical production on Roots of Rock monthly jam sessions. Thanks for hanging out. Rock and roll!